Gemara and Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crying three times every night, each one of the Mishmaris. Rabbi Yossi entered the Churv of Yerushalayim and heard the Bas Kol crying. Why did it have to destroy the Beis HaMikdash? Sounds like each one of the Mishmaris, the Ribbono Shel Olam, is crying. So in the Ma'aseh Rav, they have the Hanhokas of the Vilna Gaon. So Simen Aleph, number one in the Ma'aseh Rav, they have that the Gaon used to say Tikkun Chatzos, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, you should say Tikkun Chatzos to cry over the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Where does this come from, that the Zman HaMesugal to cry is that Chatzos, the source is in the Zohar. And Shlomo Levilna has Ha'oras on the Ma'aseh Rav, so that's on Simen Aleph, he has a wrong Ha'ora. And he says, in the Gemara, here it would appear that the Zman HaMesugal to cry with the Ribbono Shel Olam, to cry long with the Ribbono Shel Olam, should be at the switch of the Mishmar, Shalosh Pamim Bayom. But this idea of Chatzos comes from the Zohar. So that's the Shaila, when do you say Slichas? So most people say Slichas. The other days of Slichas, aside from the first day, you say before Shachar sometime, before sunrise, or before Los HaShachar, you're supposed to say. And already in the days of the Rishonim, the Meiri and the Chibur HaTshuva mentions that there was such a minig that the first night of Slichas they would say Slichas at Chatzos, and the rest of the nights they would say it later in the night. Chatzos is before you go to sleep. And the rest of the nights they would say when they woke up early in the morning. So this idea of saying Slichas at Chatzos is similar. That's an ace ratzain, that's the sugal for Tfilas to be answered. That's all based on the passage in the Zohar. Based on this Gemara, there are Hasidim who in Europe who used to say Slichas at the end of the first third of the night at the Chilaf HaMishmaris, because the Gemara says that's when the Ribbono Shel Olam is crying. Shalosh Pamim Bayom, each time there's a Chilaf Mishmaris, the Ribbono Shel Olam is crying. So they're different minhagim. In Europe they didn't have such a thing as daylight savings. But now that we have daylight savings, so it's not 10 o'clock. It's, when you don't have daylight savings, so you assume the sun sets at 6 and it rises at 6 in the morning, and then from 6 to 10 is the first Mishmar, 10 to 2 is the second Mishmar. To 6 in the morning, the sun rises, 6 is the third Mishmar. Now everything is an hour up. So it's not what used to be 10, it's now going to be approximately 11. It's not exactly if you live in New York, so it's not 10, it's going to be a little different. Okay, so that's... one should calculate in order to know when to say the slichas. So we learned the Gemara till approximately till the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph. Okay. The Mishnah has three opinions. When is the latest time to recite Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis? So it's a fundamental machlokes of Rav Leizer and Chachamim, whether B'shach B'cha means when people are going to sleep, or B'shach B'cha means when people are sleeping. So if it's when people are going to sleep, so Rav Leizer's opinion is that it's Hatzof HaShmur HaRishayna. Rav Leizer holds that there is Sholosh Mishmaris Havi HaLayla. That's the Gemar Gimel Amud Aleph. They quote the Braisa. Rav Leizer says Gimel Mishmaris. It's at the end of Dalet Shoas, when the Hasidim are saying Slichas, so that's when, according to Rav Leizer, that's the Sov Zman Kriyas Shema Shel Laila. And the Chachamim say, B'shach B'cha means B'shosh M'liyadim Shachim, so it's all night long. So the Gemara is raising an issue, what do the Chachamim hold? Do they basically hold like Rav Leizer? Then B'shach B'cha means when people are going to sleep, and maybe they hold people are going to sleep till midnight. Maybe that's the Pshat HaNacham. Or should we say no, the Chachamim really hold like Rabbi Gamliel, that B'shoch B'cha means when people are sleeping in bed, and Chatzos is only a Harchok and Midrabon. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, yeah, Chatzos is only a Harchok and Midrabon. But they didn't really prove it. The Gemara raised it, that's how the Achrayim point, that the Gemara raised the possibility that maybe the Ad Chatzos is a din deraisa, that the Chacham hold like Reb Lezer in principle, and you argue in the details. Well, comes to the conclusion, they don't think that that's correct. Okay. Then the Gemara says, it's really only the Rabbanik and the Hachak Sodom Averik Yeditanya. So they quote the Braisa, the fourth line from the top, Amdala and Beis, that Chacham also Siogla Devein, that you should recite Kriya Shema Shalaila before Chatzos. Okay. But they make another Siog, not to eat before you daven Ma'ariv. Person comes home, he's exhausted from a whole day's work. If he works in the office, it's light. If he works in the field, he's more exhausted. He'll come home from a whole day's work and he'll say, Elech lebeise, Echel kima, Eshti kima, have a little bite, take a little nap, and then I'll recite Kriya Shema and Daven Shema and Esrim. We're afraid that he's going to sleep the whole night through and he'll forget to daven Ma'ariv and forget to say Kriya Shema. So that's why they said that you're not allowed to do that. That you're not allowed to eat before Ma'ariv. Tosis here has a comment. Because Mashma would appear from the Gemara. It's a Mashma. What do you mean Mishoshigir? We say Samach, even a half an hour before. Samach is my Kriya Shema, not only Mishoshigir. The Tosis is a little bit not Meduyik. We would ask her even. The Rashbam says on the Mishnah, Arvei Pesachim, Samach is 30 minutes before, we would ask even half an hour before. So what the Tosis is saying, can mashma, well, it's only a mashma, it's not explicit in the Gemara that you're not allowed to eat supper. That's exactly what the Braisa says. Person shouldn't say, Ochel Kimav, Eshte Kimav, Yishan Kimav, and then I'm going to say Krishna. It's befavish in the Gemara. So why the Tosis is saying, can mashma? So Rabbi Kivegra on Mishnayis quotes Achrayim, we have a whole debate how to read the Tosis. So some Achrayim want to say that just like before Shacharis, there's a din deraisa that you're not allowed to eat. Maybe a din deraisa, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Gimel, there's a concept of a lapshe bechlola. So you have one pasuk and it has many different levels of interpretation. The Gemara says, whenever you have such a pasuk, lapshe bechlola, ain loikim olam, because it's not dumya de lab de chasim. In order to get malchus, the chumish in chumish dvar mi darshan smuchim, whenever two psukim are one next to the other, we treat it like a hekesh. A hekesh means when you have two dinim in the same pasuk. Smuchim is when you have two dinim in adjacent psukim. So there's a machlokes in the sugya in the beginning of Yevamos whether you have a right to darshan smuchim kol hatar kula or only chumash dvarim. So usually we only darshan a chumash dvarim. A couple of smuchims and the rest of the places in chumash probably only in asmachtim and the rabban. Because we really hold that you only darshan smuchim chumash dvarim. But there are many very, very, very famous drushes in Dvarim that are based on smuchim. So one of the famous drushes has a whole perikei l'hein aloikin dedicated to it. One only gets malchus if he violates an aver, which is similar to l'sachs m'shabedisha, because the two psukim are one next to the other. It says, v'ayon bin ha'kois ha'rasha, aboim yakenu, and then it says, l'sachs m'shabedisha. So we darshan, all the Tanoim say, you only get malchus if you violate an aver that's similar to lav de hasim, l'sachs m'shabedisha. They argue about the details. What's the din of a lav shein b'maisa? Is that called not dumia the lav de chasima? What about a lav nitek lese? What about a lav shenitnam la sarsin sin bezin? They argue about the details, but in principle, they all agree that that is the cloud, the whole perik ela and aloikin. And makas is dedicated to working out the details. What's considered dumia the lav de chasima? So the Gemara has this cloud in Sanhedrin, daf samach gimel, that a lav. Shebechlolos, you have one pasuk, Masoch Lal Adam, it has many different levels of interpretation. So the Gemara says you don't get malchus on any of them. That's what it sounds like. Pasuk Pshat and Gemara. One of the many interpretations on the pasuk is Masoch L'Kodim Shetis Palalu Al Dimchem, Masoch Al Hadam, and Al Eidit before Yidavin Shachris. So that's a question. Is that really a din deraisa? Or is that only an asmachtim of the Rabbon? So the Meiri in the end of Bava Metzia raises the issue of davening is only mid the Rabbon on Tzach, and that the Anissa deraisa to eat before you daven Shachris. You're not mechuyev to daven Shachris. According to the Rambam, he says, the Rambam holds that the obligation to daven once a day, every day, is min haTorah. When the Gemara says Tfilah mid the Rabbon, and you have kulas, that means the fact that you have a particular nusach haTfilah. And the fact that you have to daven three times a day, four times a day, five times a day, Yom Kippur, Musaf, and Nilo, that's midrabbanan. But once a day, every day, that's according to the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvot, that's the Torah. The Niri says it could be that according to the Rambam, this level of interpretation, L'soch la l'adam, L'soch u'konish et ispal v'aldimchem, could be that it really is a din deraisa. Then he says, and according to the other Rishonim who hold that tefillah, according to the Ramban and all the other Rishonim who hold, like the Pashtas of the Gemara, that the whole obligation to daven even once a day, every day, is only midirabbanon. So what do you do with this drasha of L'soch u'konish et ispal v'aldimchem? So the Miri gives an answer that's very problematic. We mentioned it already. Miri says maybe it means that there's an Issa deraisa to eat before you say Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema is deraisa. He's assuming that Kriya Shema is deraisa. That's how the Rambam passes. Kriya Shema is deraisa. Taisa says that Kriya Shema is lav deraisa. Question: how does it fit in with the pasuk L'soch lal adam? Tefillas L'soch l'kadim shetispal al adimcha. We pray for our life, for our good health, that we should remain alive and we should be healthy. And he say Kriya Shema is al adam, problematic. But I'll call upon him, when there's a din that you're not allowed to eat, there's a Mishnah in Sukkah, you're not allowed to eat before you shake a lulav. Mishnah in Sukkah has in the second parak in Sukkah, man is Misha Bob Min Aderech, and he didn't have Dalet Minim, he doesn't have Dalet Minim, so he started eating a meal. Then in the middle of the meal, they bring him the Dalet Minim. Does he have to be mopsik in the middle? The Gemara is Medayik from the Mishnah. It would appear that if he has a Dalet Minim, he's not allowed to start eating. Same thing, not allowed to eat before Tkiya Shofar. In all the yeshivas, they all have a big Kiddush before Musa, because they're going to daven on Rosh Hashanah. They're going to daven very long. Davening is going to take forever. The people are going to be starving when they daven. So they make Kiddush all over. So Rabbi Henkin, Zechon Lebracha, was Yadua. Rabbi Henkin was older than all the Rosh Yeshiva in America, so he always used to, starting from Rosh Chodesh Elul, when he would see Rabbanim and he would greet them, Aksibach Sima Toiva, he would want them, make sure you don't make Kiddush before Tkiya Shofar, but the people are going to be starving, so he said they should make Kiddush after Tkiya Shofar, before Musaf, in the middle of the Tkiya Shofar. He felt that was better. Better to make Kiddush, because he really yates all the Tkiyas before he starts davening Musaf. It's a chumrah that you shouldn't talk till after all the tkiyas at the end of all Chazaras Hashan. So that was his opinion. He used to give tochacha, he used to give musa to all the rabbanim. He was older than them. That they shouldn't make kiddush in the yeshivas. But mikra din, we hold that it's really muta. Why? In this yeshiva also, they used to make kiddush before musa, but the kiddush took an hour till they walked from the base medrash to the kaf, till they walked back, until everybody made Kiddush, so that took an hour longer. So they started davening, they cut out the Kiddush and they started davening Shacharis, so half an hour earlier in Shacharis. So they said they finished at 1 o'clock, 1:30, whatever. Instead of making Kiddush and taking an extra hour, so they start earlier and they cut out the Kiddush. A simple solution. So the poskim say, Mikra din, this din that you're not allowed to eat before Lulav, the Mishnah and Sukkah, not allowed to eat before Kiya Shofar. There's a minig that the chosan fasts on the day of the chasana. So some say because he has to do a mitzvah today, not allowed to eat before he does the mitzvah. That's why he fasts. And others say that if the father has a baby and he's having a bris milah, you shouldn't eat before he sees to it that the moel does the bris milah in the morning. That's not so bad, but the minig is that you do pidyon aden late in the afternoon. So the Pischa Tshuva says you're not allowed to eat before you do the pidyon aden either. You're not allowed to eat before the Mishnah in Sukkah. You're not allowed to eat before you have a mitzvah shizman ha'iveres. The lulav, if you're not going to shake the lulav today, is going to be over yom ha'batla mitzvah. So you're going to lose the mitzvah. Tomorrow's mitzvah is a different mitzvah. You're going to lose today's mitzvah. But by the pidyon aden, you're not going to lose the mitzvah. You do the pidyon aden tomorrow. By the bris mila, you want to have a mila bismana, that I understand. But that's what the Pischa Tshuva and Hilchas Pinyin Aben extends it to bris mila and extends it to Pinyin Aben. Whenever you have a mitzvah, that's zmana hayayim, so you're not supposed to eat before you fulfill the mitzvah. So it says in all those cases, achila is also te'ima is muta. To have a little bite, that's muta, before tkiyas and before nikarendin is muta, to have a kiddush. You're not sitting down to have a whole meal. So they say te'ima is mutam. But before Shacharis, that's a real din. Some hold, the Miri says, according to the Rambam, it's a real din deraisa. L'soch lal adam. So they say before Shacharis, even if you're not like the Rambam, but you have this asmachta, So at least in Asmachna Rabbanan said it's not right. You shouldn't have te'ima either. You're not allowed to eat anything before you daven Shabbos. It's not just hashash that he may forget to daven. It's not right to eat. Not right to take care of your own needs before you daven Shabbos. Kodim shittes pala lo avdimchem. So that's a shalom. What about Mayrev? So that's a machlokes achreinim in Orachaim. You say just like te'ima is also before Shachris, so too te'ima is also before Maravana. Rabbi Kedega Mishnah's quotes that some of the Achrayim interpreted that that's what Tosis was driving. And the Khan Mashma, Tosis wanted to make a diuk. What do you mean Mashma? It's black and white and anymore. You're not allowed to eat before Maravana. No, not allowed to eat, one can say, means a whole meal is also. And maybe te'ima is mutta. So that's what some wanted to interpret. Khan Mashma. Ein lo lechol suda, the word suda doesn't fit. What Tosfos meant to say was that even te'ima, even less than a suda, is also also. Yeah, the other Achronim said, what do you mean? But Tosfos said suda is also. They didn't say te'ima. If that's the punchline, that te'ima, mashmois, that even te'ima is also, so you should have said te'ima. Rabbi Kavega Mishnah is quotes that this is the machlokes earlier Achronim. What did Tosfos driving at over here? We really want to check the Tosfos Rabbi Yehuda Sevi on the Tosfos Rosh. What does it say over there? I don't remember. I didn't look. So that's the Gemara. Kolav el derechachamim chayiv misa. Wow, we. Kolav el derechachamim chayiv misa. Rabbi Kedega is mitzayin over here. The story in Erevin. The Gemara even tells that when the Roman government put Rabbi Akiva in prison, so they hardly, then they ultimately killed him. He was Mandasori Harugi Malchus, so when he was in prison, they gave him a little bit of food to eat, they gave him a little bit of water to drink. So they hardly gave him enough water to survive on, so instead of drinking the whole cup of water, he washed until his yadayim in order to be able to eat the bread. So one of the Talmidim who brought him the food asked him, Rebbe, stachas takonis nefoshes, instead of washing until his yadayim, he should drink the water so he'd be able to survive, because nefesh is vecha kola terkula. So he said, if I'm going to eat bread without washing until it's yadayim, I'll be chayv misa. So I'd rather die a natural death from not drinking enough from dehydration, and rather die from that rather than die from the punishment for oval divachacham. This, of course, was a midas chasidus. There is a din that the pikuach nefesh is decha kol haterakula, and it's even problematic. How are you allowed to observe a midas chasidus? The Rambam says that when a person is faced with a situation that his life is in danger and he has to violate an Avera, and if he's not going to, if it's talking about Gimel Avera Sachamuris, then it's Yehorig Val Yavar. Or if it's a Shasak Zeres HaMalchus or Avera Beferesia, where the Kavona of the Anos is La Vira La Das, then Dintaki is Yehorig Val Yavar. There was a Zeres HaMalchus, not to teach Torah Barabbit. That's why they put Rabbi Akiva in the prison, and ultimately they killed him. But there was no Xeris HaMalchus against the Natilis Yadayim. So strictly speaking, it's a Pella. How is he allowed to commit suicide? Rambam says that if a person wants to volunteer not to violate an Avera, even though there's a Ed to pick off Nefesh, that's like violating suicide. It's a Pella, okay. So it must have been some reason why. Midas Chasidus, okay. That's the Gemara Rabbi Kedega is mitzayin. The Gemara in Erevin tells that story about Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara asked over here, why over here? Punkt over here on this din der Rabbanon. Maishnach b'chol duch delok tani chayim misa. Maishnach dek tani chayim misa. What punkt over here the Brisa mentions? Kol adir rechacham chayim misa. So the Gemara says, either because historically there was a big debate whether tefillas arvis v'shus or tefillas arvis chayva. So the Brisa had to emphasize over here the Tfilas Arvis Koyva. We don't paskin like that. We paskin Tfilas Arvis Vishus. We don't paskin Tfilas Arvis Koyva. The Gemara is going to say later, whole story. Rabbi Gamliel was the chief rabbi and they fired him over this issue. That he held that Tfilas Arvis is Koyva, and he didn't allow anyone else, he didn't allow any dissenting views. Anybody disagree.
Didn't Rabbi teach us those in the beginning of Elonaro says you can opt to give up your life?
That what?
Tosfos in Elonaro says one can opt to give up his life even
Shalom
Matom.
I don't hear.
Tosfos in Elonaro
says what?
Give up your life, not the big three.
Okay, that's a question, but the Rambam says you're not allowed to. So what does the Rambam do with this Gemara?
that's what Rabbi was asking.
Yeah.
It fits with the Tosfos.
Yeah. Okay. It's a right to Tosfos. Okay. So the Gemara suggests either the Brisa is emphasizing Kalova Devacham Chayim Misa because this was a big debate in the days of the Tanaim, but the Tefillos Arvus Rishus and Tefillos Arvus Koyvam. So the Brisa wants you to know, if you're not going to daven Meirat, you're going to be Chayim Misa also, to say it's Shalik Halacha, to emphasize that Tefillos Arvus is Koyvam. We don't pass like that. We pass on Tefillos Arvus Rishus. Or the Gemara gives another suggestion that the Iboy Seimam Shimdika Einashino. It's here, there's a very serious concern. By another Xerah de Rabbanon, it could be that you're worried about Xerah de Rabbanon, but probably by most of the time it's not going to happen what you're concerned about. But over here, this is a common thing. Of course, if the guy works all day in the field and he's going to take a little nap before he davens Meirat, for sure he's going to fall asleep and he's going to wake up after it's too late to daven Meirat. So there's some reason or another why the Brisa decided to mention over here. Fine. Then the Brisa also mentions, Oh Mamar, it says in the Brisa Kari Kriyashma Mispalel. He davens Meirat. First he says Kriyashma with the Brochas, and then he says the Shmoneh Esrei afterwards. So the Gemara says this Brisa supports Rabbi Yochanan. There was Machlek Zab Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Whether you require smichas gula latvila by Meirat, according to Rabbi Shul ben Levi, first you daven Shema and Esrei Meirat, then you say Kriya Shema with the brachas. Why? Usually, by Shacharis, we require smichas gula latvila. You should say the three parshas of Shema, third parsha is recited for the sake of fulfilling Zechiras Tzias Mitzrayim every day, and then we recite Emes V'yatzad, Emes V'emuna. The three brachas, the Rashba and the Tshuva writes that the three brachas of the Kriya Shema, Bicha Shema, spell out the three themes that are contained within the three parshiyos. Emes V'yatzad, Emes V'emuna spells out the theme of Geula. So then you want to have right away Smichas Geula L'tfila. By Mincha you don't have Smichas Geula L'tfila because you don't have a bracha on Geula. But whenever you do have a bracha on Geula, by Musaf also you don't have Smichas Geula L'tfila. You're not saying a bracha on Geula. But by Shacharis and Meirat, where you are saying Gol Yisrael and Brichas Kriya Shema, so you need in Shacharis you need Smichas Geula L'tfila. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is of the opinion that by Laila you don't need Smichas Geula L'tfila because the Iker Geula was really by Yom. When it came Makas Bechem, when it came Chachzois HaLaila, the Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy became fulfilled. He said. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come and do Makas Becharis at midnight, so they thought it was a bluff. So then what happened, so the Midrashim say that Paro came running to Moshe Rabbeinu in the middle of the night, he was petrified, because he was also a Bechor. He thought he was also going to die. So he declared, he represents the government, he is the government, he doesn't have to represent, he is the government, so one man government. And he's setting free the Jewish people. Until now you are Avadim Lepar, from now on you are Avadim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Midrash says, he says, Hallo Abdi Hashem Eloi Abdi Par. Now you should say hello. Kozman Yomai Avodim, it does make sense to say hello, but now that I free you. So fine, he freed them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Al Yesi Ish Me Pesach Besad Boiker. They all had eaten the Korban Pesach. And he told them no one should go out that night. They all had to wait till the morning. So the Aschalta, the Geula, was at night. Geula Meyurta Nami Havi. There was Geula at night. Power let. Made an official declaration, Mitam the government, he is the government, and he said he's letting the Jewish people go free. But with the Toil Mamish, they didn't go free till the morning, because the Baal Shem told them they're not allowed to leave the houses. So the Geula Mal Yisra, Lahavia Elo Ad Tzafa. So that's Machlekes, Rav Yechanan and Rav Shulba Lev. It doesn't make sense to require Smichas Geula Letvilo by Meiriv also, or maybe only by Shachris it makes sense. So we pass on like Rav Yechanan. I thought, my cousin used to teach here in the college, his name was Aaron Levine, he used to be the head of the economics department. He died very young, unfortunately. He was a big tzaddik, he died on his birthday. He died the first day of Pesach, that's when he was born, the first day of Pesach. Kodesh Baruch Hu Malish Naseim Shal Tzaddikim, Yom B'Yom. So he was a grandson of Aaron Levine, who was killed by the Nazis. His grandfather was the rabbi in Resha. Resha is a big city in Poland. That's where the airport is, Resha. The airport is two by nothing, but that's where the airport is in the city, Resha. There's an airport in Warsaw also, a bigger airport. And the Resha Rav, this one who was killed by the Nazis, he was, the Aguda was like the Democrats and the Republicans. It was a party in the government, and he was the Aguda representative in the parliament. And there was, I think, a year or two before the Second World War, when all of the minorities joined together and made a coalition government, and the Aguda was running the government in Poland. Rabbi Tendler jokes, and he said, that's why the Polish government collapsed. The Aguda was controlling, and was running the government with the coalition government. Okay, so he has this Rabban Levine, who was killed by the Nazis, has a sefer on brachas, that's called Birchas Aharon. So he has a comment over here. I thought it has a lot of Polish Torah there, a different style. So I thought this was a Polish shtickel Torah. Then I saw Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer Yosha says this. He doesn't quote it. Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer Yosha puts this together. This machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Shua Balevi, he puts it together with the machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Levi in the second parak in Chulin. When you do shchita, they say yeshem l'shchita mitchila be'atzof, rein l'shchita ela l'besof. So Rabbeinu Tam puts it together. He puts it there. Rabbeinu Tam puts it together with the other shalom also. Yeshem l'shchiris mitchila be'atzof, rein l'shchiris ela l'besof. If I have, let's say, a painter who's going to paint my whole apartment, and it takes him 2 weeks, and he says he's going to charge me $9,000 for painting the whole apartment from the top to the bottom. So when do I become chayiv to pay him the $9,000? When he does the last stroke, with the Gemara in Avodah Zarah calls them akusha achrein, he's painting, when he finally does the last stroke of painting, he completes the whole job, then I become chayiv to pay him the full $9,000 b'vasacha. So they say no. The chayiv to pay accumulates pruta by pruta, Rashi in Kedushin says. We learned Kedushin last year. So Rashi in the second parak in Kedushin says, when he does the first two strokes, I owe him a penny. He does the next two strokes, every two strokes, ayam and other shavuputa. And he does so many strokes of the paintbrush that adds up to $9,000. That's called yeshem schiris from tchila v'yatzof. The chiv to pay schiris poil and mischal from the beginning to the end, a little at a time, a little at a time. Or ein schiris a little bit of. So I would have thought that this is a Polish tushta. What does shchita have to do with the gula, and what does gula have to do with the schiris? But the Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer Yosha has like that. He puts it together. Rabbeinu Tam is also a Polish. I don't know. Very surprising. So that's what the Gemara says. The Gula began at night, but the Gemara HaGula was in the daytime when they actually left Eretz Mitzrayim. So that's a machlokes. That it makes sense to insist on Smichas Gula L'Tvilo by Maravana. Yeah, we pass like Rabbi Yechanan because Kari Kriyash Ma Mispal Messiah Leder Rabbi Yechanan. The Brisa supports Rabbi Yechanan. So we pass them that you do need smichas gula l'tfila. Smichas gula l'tfila in shachris requires that we should not say even chatzi kaddish in between bichas kriyashma and the shmon esrei. Why do we say chatzi kaddish in between psukah de zimra and baruch hu? Chatzi kaddish is a kaddish amapsik. You finish one unit of davening, namely psukah de zimra. So you finish the one unit of Pesukah Zimra. Now we're going to shift into the next unit of Kriya Shema and Birchas Hashem. Then when you finish Goal Yisrael, so you're going to start a new unit now of Tvila. So you should really have like Meirev. You should really have a Chatzi Kaddish in between Goal Yisrael and Shema Esrei. So we say no, that you're not allowed to because he needs smichas gula l'tfil. If you say chatzi kaddish, you'll be breaking that smichas. So why do you allow it by ma'ariv? How come you have chatzi kaddish by ma'ariv? So Tosfos quotes from the Gaonim, the reason why you have it by ma'ariv is because tfilas arbis rishus. Yeah, we paskim is ban hazeh. In the days of the Tanaim, days of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, was a heated debate later, and that's what that was the straw that broke the camel's back. That's when they fired, that's when they demoted Rabbi Gamliel. He was a chief rabbi, and he lost his position because he's a little too, he acted too much like a dictator. He didn't allow any opposing opinions. And we don't pass like him, Taka. We pass Kuntfila Sarvis Vishus. The Bahak Taisis, and all the Bishani quote from the Halachas Gedolah, said, Manazek Kvash Aviyo Alayachoy. The bottom line, we say, we all have accepted upon ourselves that we do say Mark, but still, the Rambam says, still, it's still Tefillah Sarvis Rishus. Still tefillas aris is still rishus, just that prashal givu alayu choyva. So why do you say chatzi kaddish? What's the hesber? Why do you say chatzi kaddish? Taka, you should have smichas gula tefillah by ma'ariv, but since halpi didn't even bisman hazek prashal givu alayu choyva, but still, the aris is still considered a tefillas rishus, not a tefillas choyva. So it's a separate unit. Kriyashma, you have to say whether you like it or not. That doesn't depend Rishus or Chayva. That's absolutely a Chayva. Shmona Esrei is still a Rishus Bizman Hazeh. Just Kvash Aviv Alayi Chayva. So you really finished like in between Pesukei Dezimra and Baruchu. You finished one unit of davening. So you have a Chatzi Kaddish, a Kaddish Amapsik between the one unit and the next. We really ought to have a Chatzi Kaddish in between Gual Yisrael and Shacharis also, because you finished the unit of Kriya Shema B'chasai, you're going to start a new unit. But we want to have Smichas Gula Tvila. But by Ma'ariv, you're not Mechuyif. Even Mizman HaZek, Kvashav Yolo, Achayba, but still Tveris Harvest is still Rishus. So, therefore, so why do you say Chatzi Kaddish? What's the Hezbah? Why do you say Chatzi Kaddish? What is it? It's a little unclear. By Shacharis you have not finished the unit, since the din requires you must say Kriya Shema Brachas, you must say Shema Esrei, the both are Chiyuv. One has Smichas Gula Tefillah, so you really didn't finish that unit. It's a chelik of the Gula that you want to have Smichas Gula Tefillah. Sukkot Zimra, you finished. So you finished one unit of Tefillah. Let's say you finished Shema Esrei and Tachnon, then you want to say Asherei Volatzion. So you have Chatzi Kaddish. After that, you finish one unit, you're on to the next unit. Then you say a Kaddish Tizkabal at the end, when you finish the whole tefillah, you say Kaddish Tizkabal. But the Chatzi Kaddish is inserted when you finish one unit. So by Shacharis, since it's a Chayva, both the Kriyashma with the Brachas and the Shmon Esrei, it's a Chayva, and it's a Chayva, Smichas Gula Tefillah enhances the Geula also, not only enhances the Tefillah, it enhances the Geula, so it's considered in Shacharis time as if he didn't really finish the unit of Kriya Shema B'chasei. He didn't really finish the unit of Gula yet. But by Ma'ariv, basically Tefillas Aris Rishus. So you can't say he didn't finish the unit. He did finish. Mikra Adin is not b'chuyif to say the Shema Esrei. Just Kvash Ayu Alay Chayvam. So you have to say a Chatzi Kaddish to be mafsik between one unit and the other. We really finished one unit, and the Shema Esrei is going to be another unit. That could be what the Rav Amram Goin is driving at. Or Rav Soloveitchik made another suggestion. What does it mean Tefillas Aris Rishus? So we started off the first day, we were discussing whether Kriya Shema is the Raisa de Rabban. So we briefly looked at the Gemara and Chof Aleph and Aleph in the middle of the Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel. So we call Kriya Shema Sotolai Kora Ena Chosu Vikor because Kriya Shema is Lab de Raisa. Masa Rav Yosef B'shach B'chov Kamecho I can be with the Rabbanon, I'm like, Abai, who be David Teruhu Rechsi? The Pasuk doesn't mean you have to be Mekabal Omach Shemai by saying Shema Yom Shema. Pasuk means you have to learn David Teruhu by Yom Abalaila. That's a mitzvah of Talmud Teruhu. So the guy's learning in Yeshiva. He's learning before Shachwiz, after Shachwiz, before Marv, after Marv. He's learning a whole day. So the obligation, Davke, to say, you can fulfill Talmud Teruhu by learning Torah Shebechzab, Torah Shebalpeh, whatever you want, only Torah Shebalpeh. Only Rab Chaim and Rab Baruch Beth, you can learn Pesukim and Chumash. It's also a Talmud Torah, believe it or not. When your Mabba said, it's also a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So that's what apparently Rabbi Yudah Mishmul thinks. That so the insistence, Dafkan reading Shema Lo Yam Shema is only with the Rabbanim. So Sofek Kor, Sofek Lakor, the Din Derai, so he is being Yotzi. He's learning all day. He learns in Yeshiva. He's learning all day and all night. Just the insistence on saying Shema Lo Yam Shema, that's only with the Rabbanim. So Sofek the Rabbanim is Lakula. We don't pass like that, we pass like our blazer. Sophic Karakina Shma Sophic Lokar Khazikar. What about davening? So we pass and davening is only Madura Bonan. Sophic on the last narrow line on Khafal Manam. Sophic is Pal Sophic Lo Hispalal. Rablozer is the Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. Lazar Sophic is Pal Sophic Lo Hispalal. And Khazim is Pal because Tfilah is Lab Derais. According to the Rambam, Tfilah is their right. And the answer is no, he's going to daven Mincha, he's going to daven Marv, he's going to daven once a day, every day, that for sure he's going to daven. he's mesupik whether he davened mincha or not. But he already did daven shachar, so he's mesupik. If he davened shachar, shmona esrei, he's going to daven mincha later in the day. For sure he's going to daven something today, something or another today. So Rav Lozen says something is possible. Again, we don't pass on like Rav Lozen. We pass on like the first wide line, Rabbi Yechanan, halavai shispal olam kol hayom kula. If you have a suffix, spal suffix lo hispalel. So you should daven over again. What does it mean? Halavai shispal olam kol hayom kula. So here there's a big machlokes in the Rishonim. On daf chof aleph and aleph, on that first wide line, what does it mean? So some Rishonim, we assume la locha like that. The Goyim say that there's such a concept that tefillos nedaver. You're obligated to daven shachar mincha ma'ariv every day, but if in the middle of the day something comes up and a person feels there's a big shas hadchak, a big tzorech, and he wants to daven for that, he's permitted to add an additional shmona esrei. You don't say that it's a bracha l'batol lachon whenever misaka. Halavai shis palonim kol yom kuli. He's allowed to daven an additional shmona esrei. Other rishonim disagree. Look on the rif and the isa kelim on the rif. Other rishonim say the Rambam quotes as such a thing as tefillas nedavim. We were talking the other day about the Rambam says you daven mincha twice. If people daven mincha twice, mincha gedolah, mincha ketanah, which one should they have in mind l'shem nedavim? Which one should have in mind l'shem chayvah? So the Rambam learns like the Goyim. There is such a concept as tefillas nedavim. Other rishonim disagree. They say no. Rabbi Yechanan didn't mean it literally. Halavai shis palon kol yom kulay. There's no such thing as tefillas nedava. Rabbi Yechanan meant, although usually safik derabbanu lekula and safik brachas lahakel, here by safik shman esrei you go lahachmir. But he doesn't mean if it's a vada his palal he would he allow you to say an additional fourth shman esrei in the course of the day. That's not musaf and it's not neila, not so. So we don't pass on like that. We pass on. There is a concept of tefillas nedavim. Shulchan Aruch just says that bizman hazeh we wouldn't recommend it. It doesn't make sense to volunteer tefillas nedavim because today hardly anybody's mechavim when he davens the three tefillas every day. When you say shachris mincha ma'ariv, we don't have such deep kavanas. So he's going to have to be mechavim for a fourth tefillah in the course of the day. So we don't recommend to daven a tefillas nedavim. But strictly speaking, there is such a concept of tefillas nedavim. So usually when we assume when a person is going to offer a tefillas nedavim, the rule is tzorach l'chadash b'dover. Yes, that we only permit him to daven a tefillas nedavim if a new tzorach comes up and he wants to mention that tzorach in the Shmona Esrei. He meets a new girl in the afternoon, he already davened mincha, he meets a new girl and he hopes that that's going to be the shidduch for him and he wants to daven that it should work out well. Or he has an exam and he wasn't thinking about it before. All of a sudden he has an exam and he's nervous, he wants to offer a tefillah. So let him, instead of just saying a short tefillah, let him say the whole Shemana Esrei, tefillah and daven and add on. Tzorach l'chadash b'davar. He should add on that Rebbeinu Shlom should help him in the shidduch and help him in the job interview and help him in the exam, whatever the case happens to be. If a person is sofik his palel, sofik lo his palel. So the fact that by davening the Shmona Esrei, he doesn't have to add anything to the Shmona Esrei. The fact that now, after he'll daven the additional Shmona Esrei, he will for sure have fulfilled the mitzvah of davening shachris, mincha, ma'ariv, whatever it is, that itself is the chiddush dover. He knows now that he has davened mincha. He knows for sure he has absolved himself from the suffix. He's no longer plagued with the suffix, whether he's mukhif to daven or not. For sure he davened already. So that's another way to read this Rav Amram going in the Tosis. The Tosis said, because tefillah service is rishus, so that's why you do say chatzi kaddish. Well, why? That's why you do say chatzi kaddish. But you need smichas gulu with tefillah. So one way to read it is because tefillah service for shus, so you really finished one unit, because kriyas shma b'chaseh is absolutely a chayva. It was never a rishus. Tefillah service even b'zman hazeh is still a rishus. The minig is kvar shaviyu alai chayva. But mikra din, the chepta of the shman esrei is still a tefillah nedavim. So the one way to read the goyim, the siddur Rambam goyim, one way to read it is that since tefillah service is rishus, milchas kriyas shma zeh chayva, so you can't say you didn't finish this unit yet. No, the unit that kriyas shma b'chaseh is absolutely finished. And now the shmona esrei is another unit, because this is chayva and this is rishus. So in shachris, if you say we didn't finish the unit of gula, we didn't finish the b'chaseh kriyas shma, Because the last of the brichas Kriya Shema is Geula, and you didn't finish it yet. Because Michas Geula L'Tvila enhances the Geula. So you didn't really finish the unit of Kriya Shema Brichas. But by Ma'ariv, the Shemon Esrei is basically a Rishus. So you did finish the unit. So that's why you have to say the Chatzi Kaddish on Mapsigo Yeshleimer, that you have to have the Tfilos Arvis Rishus means that it's a Tfilos Nedovah. Like the Rishonim say over there, Alavash Yispalonim Kol Yom Kuloi is not only in a case of Sofik Yispalo, Sofik Lo Yispalo, even the Vada Yispalo, we permit you to say an additional Shmona Esrei as a Tfilos Nedovah. So basically, that's what Tfilos Arvis is every single day. Tfilos Arvis Rishus means that it's a Tfilos Nedovah. Tfilos Nedovah always needs a Chidush Dovah. So where do you have a Chiddush Dovah or a Ma'ariv? So it needs a Chiddush Dovah to demonstrate that it's in a Dovah. You have to do something to demonstrate that it's in a Dovah. So usually in a Shemana Esrei, you don't have to add on Tachnun and Macha Tvilos. The Mishnah later recommends, it's a Mishnah in Broches, and it's a Mishnah in Ovis as well, Pirkei Ovis as well. Oz a Tvilos a Keva, ain't Tvilos a Tachanunim. It's not proper to daven tefillah in such a way that it should be keva. What does it mean? Oh, it's a tefillah of keva, ain't tefillah of tachanunim. So Gemara has a machlokes what it means. So one opinion is, if you daven always at the 7 o'clock minyan, that's ain't tefillah of tachanunim. What's wrong with davening every day at the 7:20 minyan and 7:45 minyan? You're supposed to daven keva sikin. You're supposed to, every day the sun rises at a different time. So you should never daven keva. You should never always daven at the 7:20 minyan, 7 o'clock minyan. Every day you should daven in such a way to have the Kriya Shema right before the Hanei Tzachama and the Shemana Esrei right after. That's one pshat in the Gemara. It's a tefilosa keva, ain't tefilosa tachanunim. You should always try to daven like was seeking. Then the Gemara has another pshat. No, it's a tefilosa keva. All he recites is the text of the Shemana Esrei as it appears in the Siddur. And that's all. So that's ain't tefilos a tachanunim. You should always add on tachanunim achat tefilos. Then the Gemara quotes various tanaim, various amarei. Each one added on a different tchina at the end of the Shemona Esrei. We add on nitzol d'shani miros osam edam imurma. That was one of the tchinas that one of the amareim said. Another one of the amareim said the tchina that we say when we bench Rosh Chodesh. Rav added that on. Each Amara, if there would be a fast day, so one of the Amaraim would recite the Tefillah, Yiratzam Afanecha, that I lost a few, I lost an ounce of weight by fasting a whole day, Yiratzam Afanecha, that Mir Chel Bebidami, because he lost a little blood, he wasn't eating food, so his body didn't produce any additional blood today, didn't produce as much blood as he usually does, and he lost a little bit of fat, an ounce of fat, so Mir Chel Bebidami should be considered as if I had offered the dam on the mizbech, zvikas adam, and as if I had burnt a chaleb on the mizbech. These are all tchinas that the Amoraim used to add on at the end of the Shemona Esrei. Each person should add on. So usually we say when you offer a tefillah and dover, you already daven the three tefillahs. You're going to daven all the three tefillahs. Still, you have the right to add tefillah and dover, so you need. You have to have some chiddush dover. Usually the chiddush dover has to be you add some tchina in the middle of the Shemona Esrei, at the end of the Shemona Esrei, by l'kayim tzor, you add something on. Here, the chiddush dover is the vort of chiddush dover, or if it's sofik hispalo, sofik lo hispalo, then it says Shulchan Aruch, you don't have to add tachnunim in the middle, you don't have to add tchinas. The fact that now you're yotzei for sure, that itself is a chiddush dover. So you know for sure that you were yotzei the tefillah. Before you daven the extra tefillah, you were mesupik, but you were yotzei mincha. Now by offering the tefillahs, the tefillahs and daven, now for sure it's yotzei. So that's called the chiddush dover. So the chiddush dover always needs, you should add something, you should demonstrate that this is a tefillahs and daven, you're not mechuyev. So maybe that's the pshat in Rav Amram Gaon. Rav Amram Gaon says, if you're going to say the chatzi kaddish in between bichas kriya shema and the Shemona Esrei, so you're demonstrating that Arvis is Rishus. You have to demonstrate that it's a Rishus. Rishus means a Tfilas and Dover. Tfilas and Dover always needs Tzorch L'Chadish Badover. Chadish Badover doesn't necessarily mean L'Chadish Badover in the text, that you have to demonstrate that it's a Tfilas Rishus. So this is how you demonstrate. If you say Chatzi Kaddish, means that you finish one unit, and now you're going to move on to a new unit. By Shachris, we don't say Chatzi Kaddish, and we think, well, you saw in Shemana Esrei. because we didn't finish the same unit, because Smichus Geula Vetvila enhances the bracha of Geula. So we didn't finish the unit of Goal Yisrael yet. But Amayrev, since Arvis, the Shemoneh Esrei, Arvis is Rishus, the Birchus Kriya Shema is not Rishus. The Shemoneh Esrei is Rishus. So that he can't say that you didn't finish the unit of Geula. He definitely did. The next step is going to be only Rishus. So if we say the Chatzi Kaddish, that's a demonstration that it's a Tfilas Nedor. This is two different ways to read this Rav Amram Gaon. Why he explains that our reciting of Chatzi Kaddish in between Gual Yisrael and Mairev, the Shemoneh Esrei, is because Tfilas Arvis Rishus. What's the connection? Yeah. For Shachris Rishu, you have to have Smichas Geula L'Tfilah. The Gemara tells a story later that one of the Amoraim on Daf Tes on the days. There's about 20 lines from the bottom. So it says, Amalei Rabbi Eloi L'Ulo. Ulo is going to a different city. So he says, when you go to that city, go see how my brother's doing. Shol b'shlama derabruna ochi. Go greet my brother, b'may mekol ha'chabur, in the presence of everybody, because my brother's an Adam Godel, and you should be mechabin him. My brother's an Adam Godel, v'sameach b'mitzvahs. He's very happy when he fulfills mitzvahs. On one occasion, it was mas mechulu v'tvila, and he had a smile on his face all day long. So Tyson says, what's the big deal? Everybody says Michas Gula Tfilah. Why is there a big deal that he has a smile on his face? Like Pasak Chucha Mipume Kuliyam. He had a smile on his face all day long. So the bottom Tyson is bothered with the Kashbim Taima. Hello, Kal Alam. Samchem Gula Tfilah. My Revusid the Rabbrunid La Pasak Chucha Mipume. What was the big deal? So Tyson explains, Tyson doesn't explain it fully. The Ramban and the Mohammed explains it a little better. They didn't have a watch, they didn't have a clock. We have a clock and a watch, and we look in the newspaper, it tells you what time sunrise is. So you can calculate when you're going to start davening Shachris. You're going to get the Kriya Shema before Hanetzach HaMas, say the Shema Nesri of Shachris after Hanetzach HaMas. Not so difficult, but Sikim Minyonim all over the place. But in the days of the Gemara, they had a guess. When is Zericha going to take place? So 999 out of 1,000 times, they guessed wrong. So they said Kriya Shema, then they said Goal Yisrael. So a lot of times the sun rose in the middle of the Kriya Shema. A lot of times they finished Kriya Shema with the brachas, and then I sit and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait till the sun came up. And then they said Shema Nesri. So they had Kriya Shema Kivasikin, they had Shema Nesri Kivasikin, but they didn't have Smichas Gula Tefillah. They had to wait 5-10 minutes. In between, they had to guess when it's going to be sunrise. So that's what the Gemara says. On one occasion, he davened Vasikin, and he hit the nail on the head. He finished Kriya Shema, and the sun rose, and he said Shema Nesri without pausing, without waiting. That was a big chiddush at that time. Yishlam and Ochei Kama. Kolosam Agula Tfila Kibasikin. Yikar Kriya Shema. Koidim Hanetz, Tfila Lacha Hanetz, and he didn't have a clock. And he was mechaben the right way. That's once out of 1,000 times it's going to work out like that. Today it's easy. Today they have minyonim all over the world, because everybody has a clock, and you have a naval observatory chart, and it tells you when the sun rises every day, so it's not such a big kunst to figure out. So this Michas Gula L'Tfila is a special din by Shachris Mishur and by Meirat Samach Machlekes. The Gemara says the Braisa that we quote on the top of Dalan and the base is Mesaile the Rabbi Yechanan, and supports Rabbi Yechanan that you do require Michas Gula L'Tfila even by Meirat, not just by Shachris. Then the Gemara asked the Kasha, how can you possibly fulfill Smichas Gula L'Tfila? By Mar, we say Hashkiveinu. And then how can you fulfill by Shachris? We say Hashem Svasa Tiftach, because it's Mar Esrei. So it's already not Smichas Gula L'Tfila. The Gemara says it's not a problem that when you say Hashem Svasa Tiftach is Kitfila Arichta Damya, when you say Hashkiveinu, that's Kigula Arichta Damya. So this is a big machlokes in Rishonim. I think we discussed it already, no? The other day. There's a big machlokes on Rishonim, how do you translate the words of the Gemara? So, some Rishonim don't take it literally. It just means whatever the Chachamim are misakin is not considered a hefsek. So if the Chachamim and Mesachim say Hashkiveinu, Chachamim and Mesachim say Hashem Sos Et Tivtoch, so you can't say that that's a Hefzik. There's no violation of Smichus Gula Tefillah. But really, the Gulas, the Shemon Esrei, is really finished when you say Baruch Atah Mishol Bashalom. You have to say Yul Eratzen Every Fee, or let's say you'll daven Shemon Esrei and you'll leave out Hashem Sos Et Tivtoch. So it's not to be taken literally Kitfilah Arichta Damiya, that you left out one line of the Shemon Esrei. No, he said the whole Shemon Esrei from Baruch Atah Hashem Lakeinu Lakevasein until Baruch Atah Mishol Bashalom. He said the whole Shemon Esrei. He didn't say Hashem Svasa Tiftach, that's not part of the Shemon Esrei. Yul Eratzen is not part of the Shemon Esrei. And others disagree. It's a machlokes, the Rashba has a machlokes with the Raven on this daf. Other Rishonim disagree, they take the Loshon HaGemara literally. Tefillah Arichta means that the Shemon Esrei begins with Hashem Svasa Tiftach. And the Shemon Esrei doesn't end with Amvorcha Zamez HaBashom. It ends with Yul Eratzen Emrei Fi. Nafkemina Ledina. Let's say a person davens Shemon Esrei slowly, and the Chazan already started Chazor Sashat. So the person finishes Berachas Hamisol Bashom. The Chazan is up to Kedusha already. Can I answer Kedusha right away after I finished Berachas Hamisol Bashom? They say no, I didn't finish Shemon Esrei yet. Cause my you didn't say Yulirutz and you didn't finish Shemon Esrei. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Tshuvas HaRashba and the Tshuvas HaRitva. They were two different people, but they say the same thing over here. They both say the Shemon Esrei is not completed till you say Yul Eratzen Emrei Fi. The Mishnah Brura raises the suffix, what if a person daven Shemon Esrei and he didn't say Hashem Sos Et Tivtoch? He's not sure, maybe he's not Yotze even B'dieved. He's Mesupik, maybe it's an integral part of the Shemon Esrei. It's not that you should introduce the Shemon Esrei by reciting that Pasuk. That Pasuk, Hashem Sos Et Tivtoch, is the beginning of the Shemon Esrei. So he raises the possibility to say that Yimam Mishenat Yotze the Shemon Esrei. And based on this, he's bothered with Akasha. How come the Magen Avraham quotes from the Arizal, and when the Chazan repeats the Chazaras Hashatz out loud, he should say Hashem Svase Tiftach softly? You know, there's a Sefer Siach Yitzchak on Yuma, on the side of the Gemara Yuma. Every third blot in the Gemara usually has the Oris on the Tosfos Hashanim on the bottom of the page. And most often, it says Ayin Shin Yud, Ayin Siach Yitzchak. They'll write it usually on the Tosfos Hashanim. Sometimes they write it on the Gemara also on the Tosfos. So the Siach Yitzchak has Sfardish Gadol from centuries ago. So the Siach Yitzchak, in addition to writing Sefer on Yuma, also wrote a Sefer on Chagiga, and together with Chagiga is printed his commentaries on the Nusach of the Shemon Esrei. So he starts with Hashem Svasei Tiftoch, and he quotes the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham lived in the in the 1600s. So the late 1600s. So the Siach Yitzchak quotes this Magen Avraham, but quotes from the Arizal that the Chazan should say Hashem Svasei Tiftoch softly, shouldn't say it out loud. So he claims that there is no such Arizal. He says, according to that, he says in the Beis HaKnesses, Ari and Eretz, so they do say it out loud. In the Sfardim, when they say Chazar Sashatz, they say Shem Sosi Tiftach out loud. Yerushalmi also has a piece on the Rambam, a short paragraph. He proves from many Rishonim that their practice was when they said Chazar Sashatz, the Chazan did say the Shlech Tzi, but did say Hashem Sosi Tiftach out loud. Now, so the Jacobis used to insist like that, that the Chazan should say Shem Sosi Tiftach out loud. The Mishnah Brura raises this issue. If one should assume that Hashem Svasei Tiftach is an integral part of the Shemon Esrei and it's Ma'akid B'dieved, so how come the Chazan shouldn't say it out loud? Isn't that a stira? So he fudges a little bit. He says, not necessarily a stira. Maybe really it's an integral part of the Shemon Esrei, but it's not negiah to the tzibur. So that's why he doesn't have to say it out loud. And the Siach Yitzchak and many Rishonim and Achrayim hold not so. No, it's an integral part of the Shemon Esrei. The Chazan say the whole Shemon Esrei out loud. Yul Eratzen Emrei Fi is also a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, whether the Chazan should say at all Yul Eratzen Emrei Fi. So in the Shulchan Aruch it says, Chazan doesn't have to say. Right after the Berachas Hamisal Basham, he says right away Kaddish, let's say, by Mincha. He should say right away Kaddish, right away Tachnun. And then the Magen Avraham quotes those Achronim who disagree and say no. Chazan should say Yul Eratzen Emrei Fi, but usually they say it softly. Rav Soloveitchik insisted, no, those who have the practice that they say Hashem Svasei Tiftach out loud, they should also say Yul Eratzen out loud. like the Mishnah Berurah's Taina, if it's an integral part of the Shemana Esrei, if you learn like those Rishonim, Tfilah Richta Dyamya, literally. Other Rishonim say, it's not to be taken literally, means whatever the Chacham HaMamsakan is not called Ayavsin. Like the Rosh has a discussion. There's a Gemara later in Brachas in the last period. You're not allowed to talk in between Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, because you want the Bracha L'Aniach Tfilin to relate to the Shal Rosh as well. And if you did talk in between the Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, then you have to say an additional Bracha on Mitzvah Tfilin. So there was a big machlokes of Rishonim. What if the person is in between Shal Yad and Shal Rosh and the Chazan is up to Kaddish? Or the Kaddish is up to Kedusha or something? Are you allowed? You're not allowed to talk Shmuz, Dvar, and Betelim, Divrei Chol. What about the answer, Amin Yehesh Mei Rabba? Also, that's called a Hefzik. So some Rishonim said that's not a Hefzik. It's not a Hefzik. It's only a Hefzik if you say Divrei Chol. And the Rosh disagrees. So the Rosh brings, they brought as a raya that if you say brachas, if you say dvarim should be kedusha, it's not a hefsek from Yaknahas. That when Yontif falls out on Matzoy Shabbos, he say Yaknahas, the Rosh Yateris, Yain Kiddush, Ner Havdolah Zman. So he says, Bar Piagop and doesn't drink the wine until five brachas later. He says, Kiddush, Ner Havdolah Zman, and then he drinks the wine. How come all the brachas are not a hefsek between the Bar Piagop and drinking the wine? So it's a raya that a hefsek is only if you talk about the news, about the weather, about the sports. But if you talk a different divrei bracha, that's not a hefsek. So the Rosh says, no, kach tikno chachamim, the same chachamim who made a takana, that you have to say birchas hanenin. If you're talking between the birchas hanenin and the eating and the drinking of the food, you have to repeat the bracha. The same chachamim made a takana, hey mamar ve hey mamar. They're the ones who made the takana, that you say yaknaha. So that's why it's not a hefsek. So that's how many rishonim interpret the Gemara. Tfil arich, the gul arich, is just a melitza. It means kach tikna chacham. Whatever the chacham amasakein, it's not called the hefsek. And the other day, the Rashba has the machlekes with the Ravid. And the other day is no. The other day is no. It's literally tfil arich. Calls and he say hamarachas hamisal b'shalom until you say yul ratzan emrifi. You didn't finish davening Shemana Esrei yet. That's why we in Shulchan Aruch the Magen Avraham quotes from the Shalom. Shalom lived in the 1500s. So the Shalom says to satisfy the both opinions, according to one opinion, Yulei Ratzon is the completion of the Tefillah right after Hamarachas Hamisal Bashalom. According to the other opinion, you finish with the Shemana Esrei when you say Hamarachas Hamisal Bashalom. But then you say Tachnun Amachat Tefillosai. You say the kind of Tzor, whatever else you want to say. And then you should say Yulei Ratzon at the conclusion of the Tchina. So the Shalom came up with this compromise. You say it twice. In many Siddurim, it's printed like that. You say right away, Yulei Ratzon after Hamarachas Hamisal Bashalom, and then you say whatever tchinas you want to say. And then before you're about to step back three steps, that's when you're going to finish all the Tachnunim Achatfilos, and then say again, Yulei Ratzon Emrifi. Why did the Shalom say to say twice? Because it is Machlekes, the Rashba and the Ravid. How do you translate the words of the Gemara? Does it mean that it's not a hefsek because Kach Tikna Chachamim, like the Rosh explained by Yaknahas? But if the guy's in between Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, the Chum never won Misaklan, you should say, Om and Yehesh Mei Rabba. It's going to be Mapsik there. That'll really be a Hefsik. Or do you say, no, Tvila Richta and Gula Richta is to be taken literally. So that's one Nafkamina Ladina is, can you answer Kedusha? The fellow finished, Baruch HaSav B'Sham didn't say Yir L'Ratzin yet. Is he allowed to answer Kedusha? Did he really finish this one? He didn't finish yet. Another nafkamina is when you say vidui on Yom Kippurim. So the Gemara says in the very end of Yuma that the Yochid Omer achat tfilosa, the Yochid says vidui after, and the Chasan says the vidui be'emtza, in the middle of the middle bracha. The Gimel Shalos Gimel Achronos stay the same. In the middle bracha, when you speak about Yom Kippur, is the day of Mechilas Avinus, then the Chasan says vidui in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz. So when the Yochid Omer achat tfilosa, is the Ravon, one of the Rishonim, the Ravon used to correspond with the Rabbi Natam and the Rashbam. He lived in a different city, but he used to correspond with them. He has his correspondence in his Sefer on the Gemara. So the Ravon writes from the fact that the Gemara says, Yochid Omer achat filosai, you see that if a person is in the middle of saying vidui, the Chazan is ready up to Kedusha, by us it'll never happen because we have so many piyutim, it takes forever till the Chazan, all the piyutim are before Kedusha. So it never happens. By Mincha can happen. Mincha we don't say to you, but by Shachris and Musav it's not Shaykh. So let's say the Yochid is in the middle of saying Vidi Achat Tfilosai, and the Hazan is ready up to Kedusha, Kaddish, or something. So the Rabban says, since the Loshon HaBrayis and the Gemara is Yochid Omer Achat Tfilosai, means that he finished davening already. So since he finished davening, so he's only holding by the whole Vidi that he says Achat Tfilosai is like Kachnunim Achat Tfilosai. So for the person in the middle of Alakayim Nitzol Nishonim Meira, and the Hazan is up to Kedusha, the dinner said, you do answer Kedusha, you do answer Kaddisha, Heshmei Rabba, and so on. You do answer Baruch. So there is a Machloikis Achrayim, and that's if in the Shulchan Aruch, when it says, the Yochid Omer Achat Tfilos, the Yochid says, Vidui on Yom Kippur, after the Tfilah, does he say, Hamarachas Hamishal Bashalom, or Shalom, whatever, then you say, Yil Ratzin Imrefi, then you say, Lekein Lekevaseinu, then you say the Vidui after, or do you say the Vidui without saying, so the Pashtus is that that's exactly the Machlokes Achrayim. Machlokes Achrayim, the same Machlokes the Rashba and the Ravid. Is Yirli Ratzon necessary to complete the Tefillah? So it's not enough that it said, Amrocha Samisol Bashom, the Yochid has to say the Vidi Achat Tefillah, so he didn't finish yet, till he says Yirli Ratzon. According to the other opinion in the Rishonim, no, he already finished. Amrocha Samisol Bashom, the whole Shemoneh Esrei is completed. And Yuli Ratzin, he should say after he finishes everything, Achari Kechlos Hakol, after all the Tachnunim Achat Filosa. So that's a second Nafkamina Ladina. Then there's a third Nafkamina Ladina regarding the nature of Hashkineinu. The Gemara raised an issue. Goal Yisrael is the first bracha that we say after Kriyashma by Arvis. Then we say Hashkineinu. So the Gemara raised an issue. If you're going to add Hashkivenu every day, so it's going to be a violation of Smichas Geulah L'Tfilah. So the Gemara says, no, it's okay, it's Geulah Richta Dami. So that's the Machlokes. Is that to be taken literally? It just means whatever the Chachamim are Misakein is not considered a Hefsek. So it's really, the Gemara has later that once in a while, the Gemara quotes a Braisa, once in a while, the person didn't daven all night long, and it's already after Alos HaShachar, but it's before Hanetzach Hama. So can he still say Kriyashma? So the Gemara says yes. After Alos HaShachar is Yom, L'chol Din Atar, it's ready Yom. But since some people are still sleeping at that time, it's not according to Reb Lezer, you say B'shach Mecha when people are going to sleep. So no one's going to sleep after Alos HaShachar. Normal people sleep at night, they work in the daytime. Some people who work all night are going to sleep at that time. Talking about normal people. So according to Reb Lezer, you only say Kriya Shema Bizman Sheh Bin Adam Hochem Lishon, so it's too late. But we don't pass on like Reb Lezer, we pass on like the Chachamim and Reb Gamlila Mishnah. Pshach B'cha means calls man that people are sleeping. So a lot of people are still sleeping after Alos HaShachar before Anetz HaKama. So the Gemara says he can still say Kriya Shema with the Brachas. But the Gemara has on the top of Tesem and Aleph, five lines from the top, but he shouldn't say Hashkiveinu. Why shouldn't he say Hashkiveinu? Just like according to Reb Lezer, he would never agree with this. Reb Lezer says Bishoch B'cha means Bishoch Shemadi Adam Holchem Lishon. Hashkiveinu is the Rebbeinu Shlom should give me a good night's sleep. If it's already after the time that normal people go to sleep, so it's not shach to say Hashkiveinu. So that's what it says in the Gemara. So the Rabbi Yoina has a machlokes of Rishonim. How do you translate that line? You leave out the whole Hashkiveinu, or just leave out the first line, Hashkiveinu Shalkeinu L'Sholem. Then you say, V'sakneinu Be'etzel Tov V'mochanach. So you start from Takneinu. That's what it means. Is Hashkiveinu Gevula Arichto? Do you say literally? Hashkiveinu is Gula Richta. You have to say the Bracha Gol Yisrael, and part of Gol Yisrael is Hashkiveinu. Why is Hashkiveinu part of Gol Yisrael? So the Rabbi Yoin explains, why should you take it literally? What does it have to do with Gula? So he says, the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Yisrael went to sleep. They ate the Korban Pesach and went to sleep because Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Yitzias Mitzrayim Pesach Pesach Boiker. He told them that, and they're shechting the Korban Pesach, which was the Avodah Zarah of the Mitzrim, and they're not nervous that the Mitzrim are gonna kill them. Moshe Rabbeinu says, everyone should go to sleep, have a good night's sleep. In the morning, we're all gonna leave. So everybody trusted Moshe Rabbeinu. They trusted the Nevuah that he said from the Rebbeinu Shalom, And they all went to sleep. So that's what he explains, that the reciting of Hashkenenu is a gula richta zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the time of the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That next morning when they were going to leave, they all said Hashkenenu would be kavanas. So some Rishayim understand Hashkenenu is gula richta damia. It's part of the Birchas Kriyashma. And others say no, the Birchas Kriyashma are three. Just like Shachris, there are three, because there are three parshias of Shema. And the Rashba explains in the Tshuva, each bracha spells out the theme of each one of the parshias. So the bracha of Gol Yisrael spells out the theme of Ayoymer. Zichiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. Hashkivenu is a separate tefillah. Hashkivenu is a separate bracha. And others say, no, the first line is, you leave out the first line in Hashkivenu, after Alos HaShach, but you can't leave out the rest of the bracha. The rest of the bracha is a chelek of Gula Arichta. So of course you have to say, just like you have to say Gual Yisrael, if you're saying Brichas Kriya Shema V'Shema in the morning for Laila, you're saying after Alos HaShach before HaNetzach Hamo, so just like you have to say Gual Yisrael, you have to say Hashkivenu too, but you can't say that line Hashkivenu, so you start from the second line in Hashkivenu. So this is really a big machlokes of Rishonim. How do you take the words of the Gemara? Do you take the words of the Gemara literally? Hashkivenu is Gigula Arichta, and Hashem Swasa Tiptach and Yirul Ratzon is Tfilu Arichta. It's an integral part of the Shemana Esrei. It's an integral part of the Birchas Geula. Or no, it's just a Melitza. That means that whatever the Chachamim are Mesaken is not considered a Hefsek. So that's the Machlekes, the Rashba and the Raivin, the Chidush of Rashba. He quotes the Raivin and he disagrees. Then the Gemara speaks about the significance of saying Tehillah LeDavid every day. There's a Gemara in the end of Masechus Shabbos, but the Gemara has one of the Amoraim says he hopes he'll always be able to say Psukah Zimra every day. Tosfos says apparently a lot of people had the practice in the days of time they didn't say Psukah Zimra. He says he chalken gormi ha-halel b'chol yom. He hopes he'll be able to say Psukah Zimra every day. So first thing, Gemara thought that he meant halel b'seis esom in Mitzrayim, that halel that we call halel ha-mitzri. Gemara says, what do you mean ha-im ha-halel b'chol yom ha-reiz ha-macharif ha-megarif? You're not allowed to say halel every day, as if you're demanding from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what miracles have you done for us lately? You're not allowed to ask the Baruch Shalom to do us miracles. He doesn't want to go to do keneged chukei hateva. Gemara says no. Oh, mahal b'chol yom hariz macharif megarif. That's if he's saying halal on lemaila men hateva. Here halal lapsuka dezimra. That's halal on teva. So that you should say every day. So the Gemara speaks about the significance. Gemara in the end of Shabbos speaks about the significance of saying psuka dezimra. What constitutes psuka dezimra? So we have enlarged. We made Psukah Zimra twice as long as it used to be. So how much is basically Psukah Zimra? What if a person comes late to shul and he has to abridge the Psukah Zimra? So there are different opinions. How much is the basic, is the bare minimum of Psukah Zimra? So we pass on bottom line, Ashrei. Ashrei is the minimum. You have to say Baruch Shama, Ashrei, Yishtabach. You just say Baruch Shama, Yishtabach. You didn't say anything in between. So that's a bracha lematol. Baruch Shama is the bracha before, Yishtabach is the bracha after Psukah Zimra. You have to say some psukah to Zimra. Rashi on that Gemara comments, "Yehi chalkim gomri ha-halel b'chol yom." So Rashi says it doesn't go on Ashrei Tehillah LeDavid Amim Hashem Kedili Sani. It goes on the from Tehillah LeDavid to the end of Tehillim. You have that's Kuf Mem Hei, Kuf Mem Vav comes on through Kuf Nun. So two prokim later, every line begins Hallelu, Hallelu, Hallelu. And then the last one also says Hallelu, Hallelu, Hallelu. So those are the two prokim that are referred to as Gormi Ha'alel B'chol Yom. So Rashi seems to hold, we don't pass on like this, Rashi seems to hold that that's Psukah de Zimra. The Psukah de Zimra is really those two Hallelu Kos, Hallelu, Hallelu. So the one first opinion is that the Ashrei is the basic Psukah de Zimra. That's what we pass on. That if you come late to shul and you have to bridge the Psukah de Zimra and say Baruch Shama Ashrei Yishtabach, that's when the Chayyadim says that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, if you have to bridge, you can't bridge by saying Baruch Shama Ashrei Yishtabach. You have to say Baruch Shama Ashrei Nishmas Kol Chai three Yishtava. Because on Shabbos and Yantav, the bracha begins with Nishmas Kol Chai. That's the Mishnah in the end of Psochim that refers to Nishmas Kol Chai is the Bichas Hashir. We recite the Bichas Hashir Leil Pesach in the Haggadah. So that's called from Nishmas Kol Chai till the end of Yishtabach is one long bracha. So then it says if a person has a little more time, so let him say what Rashi says are the Ike, Psukah, Zimra. The two prokim that every pasuk begins Hallelujah, 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 and so on. Then another, a third opinion is that from Tehillah L'David till the end of Tehillim, the whole, all of those six prokim, from Kuf Mem Hei through Kuf Nun, all of those six chapters in Tehillim, that's the Psukah Zimra. And then there's a fourth opinion that by Baruch David until the Shem Tifartecha is also part of the Ikad Din of Psukah Zimra. Morgan Aram quotes that opinion from the Rishonim because we say in Baruch Shama, Shiri David Abdecha Nalelcha and Shabdechecha. The Shiri David Abdecha is number one, Tehillim. That's why we say Ashrei and Hallelujahs in the last six Prokim and Tehillim. And by Baruch David is also Shiri David Abdecha. And all the rest is additional. The Rambam records that there was a meaning to recite those Yashir. But he says the meaning was the Hail Zayashir after Yishtabach, not before Yishtabach, because not really Shiri David Abdecha. It's not from Tehillim. Sukkadizim is supposed to be things from Tehillim. You're not allowed to, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, the dog on Mervavi, asked Akasha, you're not allowed to talk Asoch ben Yishtabach liyotzer averi hi biyodoy, you're not allowed to talk in between Yishtabach and Birchas Kriyashma. So how can you say, how can the Rambam quote a minute that you say Oz Yosher? The answer is you're not allowed to talk about the weather, about the sports, about politics, but to have another Sukkadizim, another chapter that's beautiful. It's not from Shiri David Abdecha, so the Rambam holds that it's not right to include it in the Psukah de Zimra. You shouldn't include it in between Baruch Shama and Yishtabach. But it's also Psukah de Zimra. Oz Yoshev is also Psukah de Zimra. So it's not, you're being Mamshech, Psukah de Zimra, after Yishtabach. Morgan Avraham quotes the Minig Ashkenaz is that you don't say Shir HaMalos and Aseres Mitzvot. That's a Minig from the Arizal. Those who daven Nusach Ariya, those who daven Nusach Sfarad, they say Shir HaMalos. Those who daven Nusach Ashkenaz don't say Shir HaMalos. So the Morgan Avraham says it's not right. He quotes this from the Arizal, but the meaning is Arizal's meaning is that you say Shir HaMalos, and then he says Taina, that you're not allowed to be mafzik in between Yishtabach and Yotzeror. So how can you say Shir HaMalos? So the Dogam Levava on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, that's the Ha'oris of the Radi Behuda, right? On the side, what's the problem? What's bothering the Morgan Avraham? The Rambam writes that there used to be a minik to say Oz Yashir in between Yishtabach and Yotzer. So what's so bad if you say Shir HaMalos? So in the Sefer Emek Brocha, which was written by become a chacham and learned Baravelvela many years, he was born at Brisk. So the, most of the other people on Baravelvela came from another yeshiva. They learned for a year Baravelvela. This guy was born in Brisk, and he saw the Brisker Rav every day. And then he saw him in Eretz Yisrael after the war. He survived also, and he spoke them learning. So he quotes a lot of things from the Brisker Rav. So he writes, that's not a kasha. Oz Yashir is Psukah Zimra, but it's not Shiri David Abdecha. So that's why the Rambam writes that the meaning was that they said it after Yishtabach. But Shir HaMalos, Ma'amakim Krasich Hashem, is a trina. It's a bakosha. That's not a shevach. That's not Psukah de Zimra. Yeah, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that doesn't belong. That doesn't belong in between Yishtabach and Yotzeror. And it certainly doesn't belong. Other people want to solve the problem of Hepsik. They don't want to say Shir HaMalos in between Yishtabach and Yotzeror because the Magen Avraham says it's a Hepsik. But they don't want to let go with Shir HaMalos. So they want to say, so they say the Shir HaMalos before Yishtabach. They say before Yishtabach. They make it part of Psukah Zimra. So some say before Yishtabach on Shabbos and Yontif also. So that's Mamash Hepsik in the middle of the Bracha. According to Chayod and quotes the Vilna Gaon, on Shabbos and Yontif, the Bracha begins with Nishmas Kol Chai. So if you say Shir HaMalos in the middle of Nishmas Kol Chai before Yishtabach, that's Mamash Hepsik in the middle of the Bracha. So that's Gora Pella. I mean, according to what the Chayod and quotes in the name of the Vilna Gaon. Not everybody thought like that. They quote the Talmidim of Rabban Leib Steinman put together two Svarim. They put together, they have Svarim by Rabban Leib Steinman and they have tapes of Shurim that were not written in Svarim. So they put together any time that he ever said anything at that brisk and they put it together in one Sefer. They put together a sefer any time that he said anything from the Chazon Ish. Sefer Chazon Ish is half the thickness, half the size of the sefer about the Reb Chaim. He was born in Brisk. He was a little child. He died. Reb Chaim died when he was 4 years old, I think. So he writes, he remembers Reb Chaim. He writes about the shul and about the community and about Reb Simcha Zelig and about the Beis Halevi for sure. He didn't know. That was before he was born. He writes mainly about Rav Elbala Soloveitchik. He writes a lot there. So he quotes Reb Chaim's practice was he never said Nishmas Kol Chai. Period. He never said Nishmas Kol Chai. He felt that it's a piyut. On Leil Pesach, he said, Birchas Hashir. Chayodim quotes in the name of the Vilna Gaon that at Shabbos and Yom Tov, if you want to bridge the Pesukah to Zimra, you have to say Baruch Shama Ashrei Nishmas Kol Chai to Yishtab, because the Baruch on Shabbos and Yom Tov begins with Nishmas Kol Chai. The Chaim apparently thought not so. He didn't want to say Nishmas Kol Chai. The reason why is because the Chachamim were misakin that you should fulfill Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim in the third parasha of Shema. So Nishmas Kol Chai is saying Mitzrayim Galtonim Beis Avonim Pidisonim. So you're going to mention, you're going to chapeis. Why should you mention Yitzias Mitzrayim now? He's supposed to, the Takanos Chacham was to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim as the third parasha of Shema. You shouldn't say it now. So Rabban Leib Simon says he doesn't understand what Rab Chaim accomplished by that, but he said Az Yashir. Az Yashir, you're talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim. He didn't say Az Yashir either. The Rambam quotes that meaning to say Az Yashir. He doesn't understand. But those who don't follow Reb Chaim, those who follow the Chayi Adam, so the Chayi Adam says that when you want to bridge, so you should, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have to say Baruch Shama Ashrei, and then Nishmas Kol Chai Tu Yishtaba. So if the bracha begins with Nishmas Kol Chai, you're going to say Shira Malas right before Yishtaba. There's going to be a hepsik in the middle of the bracha. So some introduce it, you say Shira Malas before you start saying Nishmas Kol Chai. It'll be the last chapter in the Pesukah de Zimra. So that's what the Emek Bracha Tainas, it doesn't blend into part of the Pesukah de Zimra. It's not Shiras Yisish Bachas. It's not Tehillah. It's a Tachanunim. So Tachanunim doesn't fit in over there. You have a lot of Pesukim at the end of Hodel Hashem Kiru Vishmo. The first two parts of Hodel Hashem, that's from Divrei Hayomim. That's not really Shirei David Avdecha. That's not from Tehillim. The Mefarshim quote the Medrash that in Mishkan Shiloh, when they brought the Tamash Shel Shachar every day, brought the Tamash Shel Bein Abayim, so what Shira did they say? Before David HaMelech composed the Tehillim, so what Shira did they say? So they said, after the Tamash Shel Shachar, when they did the Nisach HaYayin, the Gemara says on Daf Lamed Hey, when the Levim would seek Shira while the Kohanim were doing the Nisach HaYayin. Einam Shira El Al HaYayin. Means when the Kohanim are pouring the wine, that's when the Levim would play the musical instruments and recite the Shir Shal Yom. So before David HaMelech composed Tehillim, so what did they say for the Shir Shal Yom? So that's why they quote Midrashim, that by the Tam Shal Shach they said the first 20 psukim or so from Hodel Hashem Kiru Vishmo, and then the second paragraph in Hodu was what they said by the Tam Shal Bein Abayim every day. They didn't switch Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, every day different Shir Yom. They said the same Shir Shal Yom every day. So for those who said Karbonis before Baruch Shama, so it makes sense to say Hodel Hashem Kiru Vishmo. A lot of people don't say Karbonis before. So whether they're saying Hodel Hashem, that's the Shira that the Levim sang at the end of Hakrovas Atomet Shel Shachar. That's what they sang when the Kohanim were pouring the wine, when they did the Nisach HaYayin on the Mizbeach. So they sang that Shir Shal Yom. So at the end of those two paragraphs, you have two psukim, Romamu, and then you have the rest of the psukim, Alikot the psukim, those are all Tachnunim. So that's the question, how does that fit in with the Pesukah de Zimra? The way the Emek Bracha points out, the Pesukah de Zimra is supposed to be Shiras v'sishbachas, Tachkarit on Shevi David Abdechon, Alechon, Shabbechach, on Efoecha, Naskushimcha, Namlichach, Malkeinu Lekeinu. This is not Zimra. This is really Tachnunim.
Does everything want us to stand for Nishmas, just like we stand for Yishtabach?
Rav Soloveitchik used to have the students stand. He himself stood, he had a beard back. So every time he sat and he stood, it was hard for him. So he would always like to stay in the same position. But he had all the students stand also, because he felt that that's the beginning of the bracha of Yishtabach. Since our minig is, the Mishkan is Yankev, I think, has a whole tshuva there. Really, Api Kabbalah, we should stand for the whole Pesukah de Zimra, which is stood for Hol Birchos Kriyat Shema. Something to do with sitting for the Shal Yad and standing for the Shal Rosh. So he explains why you should stand for the Pesukah. The Zimra Pikaponi should sit for the Birchas Krishma. So we don't do that. We don't stand for the whole Pesukah of the Zimra, but at least we stand for the beginning and the end. So we stand for Baruch Shem or we stand for Yishtabach. And on Shabbos and Yonta, when Yishtabach begins with Nishmas Kol Chai, so that's where Rav Soloveitchik used to encourage the students of Maimonides, they should all stand from Nishmas Kol Chai through Yishtabach, because the bracha begins there. There were Hasidish Rebbes who would daven for an Omid on Shabbos and Yonta. They wouldn't start from the Shoychen Ad or Hakel, they would start from Nishmas Kol Chai. My father told me that he learned in the Vizhnitsa Yeshiva. It wasn't in the city of Vizhnitsa, it was some other city, I forgot already. And he says the Vizhnitsa Rebbe would daven every Shabbos and Yom Tov for an Amid. It would always begin from Nishmas Kol Chai, had a niggun for the whole Nishmas Kol Chai. They quote Rav Moshe Leib Sasseber also, when he would daven for an Amid, it was also a Chassidus Rebbe. When he would daven for an Amid, he would begin from the beginning of Nishmas Kol Chai. Why should he begin in the middle of a bracha? He would begin from the beginning of the bracha, which is Nishmas Kol Chai. So that is a problem. That is, here in the yeshiva, we daven Nusach Ashkenaz. So for many years, they had different Bali Tvila who took over and they daven whatever they wanted to. So we had Bali Tvila who were Yekis and they said Oysa HaSholem at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei for the last bracha. So every year, the Rebbes would talk themselves blue. They would tell the fellow was a big Talmid Chacham, but he was a Yekka. They would tell him, we don't say Oysa HaSholem, we say Baruch HaSan Ba'asav HaSholem. He didn't care. He sang the Yekish and Nusach and he said Oysa HaSholem. He didn't care what we said. Then you have Chassidishes, and when they daven for an Amid, they say Shir HaMalas. They don't care what you tell them, they say Shir HaMalas. That's not the meaning of the Yeshiva. The meaning of the Yeshiva is we daven Nusach Ashkenaz. Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't say Shir HaMalas. That's Nusach Sfar, Nusach Ari. It's not right. In America, everybody picks up everybody else's minhagim, but the Magen Avraham is not happy about this meaning. So he recommends you shouldn't pick it up to say Shir HaMalas. He thinks that it's a hefsek. Okay, so that's what the Gemara talks about over here. You should say Tehillah LeDavid three times a day. Rabbi Kavega quotes Adi Rishonim had the Giris. You should say Ashrei once a day, three times a day. Fine. That's the Iker. We assume that's the Iker of the Pesukah de Zim. But Moshe Feinstein has an interesting tshuva. He says that the Gemara Megillah talks about reciting Hallel. So the Gemara says you have to recite Hallel in order. He say the Pesukim out of order, the second chapter before the first chapter. So you're not Yotze, you have to say over again the second chapter. It has to be Kesidron. But he says the Gemara never said that with respect to Pesukah de Zimra. So let's say a person sees the Baal Tefillah and he thinks he's going to run through the whole davening. So he starts to a bridge. He says, Baruch Shem Ashrei, about to say Yishtabach. And he says, no, they switched Chazonim in midstream. Or the Chazon goes slower. So he says he has more time. He doesn't know how much time he's going to have. So you can say the two Hallelujahs, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Then if you have more time, say the others. Are you saying out of order? So Moshe says there is no din that the Pesukah de Zimra has to be recited dafke in order. It's not the same as Hallel. Hallel the Gemara has a din beferish. You have to say the Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mevayah. Just like the sun rises from the east and it sets in the west, it goes in order, so the Hallel has to go in order. Hulo Shem Hashem. Hallel has to be in order. If you call the Mafreya, but there is no such din by Pesukah de Zimra. Sometimes a person judges incorrectly. He thinks he's not going to have enough time to say everything. So he says, Baruch Shem Ashrei is about to say Yishtabach. He says he has more time to say the two Hallelujahs. And if you have more time, to say the rest of the Hallelujahs. Say the rest of them. You have more time to say by Rav David. See, you have more time, so they say the beginning of Hodel Hashem Kiru Vishmo. See, you have more time, to say Mizmor Masayit also. Say Yichvot. You can say Shalom Allah Seder also. More correct is to say Allah Seder, but if you misjudge, you're afraid that you're going to miss Baruch Hu, then you can say Shalom Allah Seder. So Gemara wants to know what is so significant about Ashrei. What's so important about Ashrei? Gemara says, my time, I lema, if you should say, on the first very wide line, on Dalar on the Bay, I lema, if you should say, Mshum to Isa. But Aleph Beis, we praise our Kodesh Baruch Hu from A to Z. We go the whole alphabet. We use up all the praises from A to Z. What more can you say? Is that the reason why? So the Gemara says, why don't we say Tehillim? Chapter Kuf Yutes, that's known as Temanya Apin, that has Aleph, eight Pesukim for Aleph, eight Pesukim for Beis, eight Pesukim for Gimel. That's called Tamanya Apin. You have 8 psukim for each letter of the alphabet. So that's mamash from A to Z. And 8 times more. Gemara says, no, it must be because of Pesachas Yodecho Magil Kol Chai Ratzai. So the Gemara says, so why do you choose Dafke Ashrei? Because as Pesachas Yodecho, we can say Halal HaGodol. Halal HaGodol as opposed to Halal HaMitzri. Halal HaMitzri is B'tzeis HaMim. That's what we call Halal. It's called Halal HaMitzri. Halal HaGodol is Hodol Hashem Kitav Kili Olam Chazda. 26 psukim that end off with the phrase Kili Olam Chazda. That's called Halal HaGodol. So the Gemara says, one of the psukim in Nasan Lechem Bochabosar Kili Olam Chazda. So why do we Dafke choose Ashrei? We can say that. The Gemara says, no, Adam Mishum Dis Beitarte. No, it's from A to Z. The whole alphabet, and it also says Pesachas Yodecho. Pesachas Yodecho. So here the Mefarshim are bothered with Akasha. There's another perek in Tilim that has everything alphabetically arranged. It also says HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of everybody. I already forgot. A lot of people say it at Mincha on Shabbos afternoon after Kriya said HaKadosh Hashem Chaleva B'Sod Hashem Yedu Gdol Ma'aseh Hashem Dirushim L'Chol Chatzein. Also goes out the Aleph base. Every pasuk has 2 letters. Aleph base and one pasuk, Gimel Dalet, and one pasuk. Then it says, Teref Nasa L'Rav Yitzchak L'Yolim Brisa. It says also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives food to all the people. So why not say that? So they point out, that pasuk says, Teref Nasa L'Rav, that God gives food to those who fear Him. And in Pesachas Yodecho, Masbil L'Chol Chai Ratzon, God gives food even to those who don't fear Him. Even gives food to the animal, gives food to the Abba, gives food to everybody. So they say that that's perhaps why Rashi writes, there is Beitarti, Rashi writes, to Asi Ba'alav Beis, we praise Hashem from A to Z, V'yesh B'Shevach HaChonas Mazon L'Chol Chai. Why L'Chol Chai? Se'ach Se'edach must be L'Chol Chai Rotzoi. L'Chol Chai means, as opposed to the Pasuk, Terech Nosem L'Ireyov, that here we only praise Hashem, that He gives food to the tzaddik. And here we're praising Hashem, that is l'chol basar. That's in lechem l'chol basar. That's why they thought the other pasuk was also good, but you don't have tarti over there. Halal agola, you don't have tarti. Then the Gemara talks about the angels flying. We always visualize angels having wings. The Pesukim and Tanakh talk about the angels have 6 wings. 2 wings they cover over their face, 2 wings they cover over other parts of the body. The middle 2 wings they fly. So we always visualize angels as flying around. That's why the meaning is when you say Kedusha, you jump up. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh is what the angels recite. And we visualize angels as flying in the air, so we jump to demonstrate as if we're flying. So the difference in Hagim, when do you jump in Kiddusha? So the Shaloh quotes one minute, you only jump up when you say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. And the Shaloh thinks that that's not correct. He thinks you should even jump up, Baruch Kvod Hashem Imkom, and Yimloch also. And others say, no, Yimloch is not recited by the Malachim. Yimloch is in Dabar HaMelech said Yimloch Hashem V'Yolom. By Kadosh, Kadosh, and Kadosh, and Baruch Kvod Hashem and Komo, so those are recited by the Malachim. So the Gemara is the Malachim fly, so when you jump up in the middle of Kedusha, that represents the idea that the angels can fly. So the Gemara talks about different angels. Sometimes they reach the destination in one swoop, sometimes they need 2. What does the Gemara say? Yosef. Michael is an angel. Gabriel. He flies in one flight. And by Gabriel it says, Gabriel, it says he has to fly twice. He flies once and he stops, and he flies another time. So Michael accomplishes the whole trip on one flight, and Gabriel has to go twice. Then the Gemara says, Michol Bach has Gabriel Bishtein. Michol flies one in one shot, Gabriel has to fly twice. Elio Baharba, Malacham Abbas Bishmona. What is this all about? So they discuss, Api Kabbalah, what is the Kavanah? But the Kavanah, part of the Kavanah clearly is that angels, the way we visualize angels, but as having wings. So they have the ability to fly. And our minhag of jumping in Kedusha is based on that. Okay, then the Gemara says, you should say Kriya Shema Lamitom, that we had in the first Rashi, first Tosis in the very beginning. Why did I Kriya Shema Lamitom? That it should be Shmira Min Amazikim. That's what Tosis was not happy with Rashi. Rashi claims, the opening Rashi in the Masechta holds that you're not really Yotze when you daven Ma'ariv early because you daven before Tzeis HaKachav, and that was the practice of the Balei of Tosfos at that time. They daven Ma'ariv early. So Rashi said, you're not Yotze, you Sofik Kikvot Yerushalmi, Sofik Deraisa L'chumra, so Parsha Bishayin is Deraisa, you have to say it over. Parsha Shni is only the Rabbanon, so Sofik Derabbanon L'kula, so you don't have to say it over. So Tosfos was not happy with Rashi. Rashi says he yotze when you say Kriya Shema Lamito. So Tosfos said, what do you mean? Does he have kavana lotzeis? You don't have kavana lotzeis idei chavosa when you say Kriya Shema Lamito. You only say Kriya Shema Lamito shmira men amazikim. So that's a lack of kavana. Ein ele bishvel amazikim kiryama mesamach datem adalt and tamach hachem lo ein etzarech. He doesn't need it, so they ask, he doesn't have kavanah. He doesn't have kavanah l'shem mitzvahs kriyashma. There are a lot of kashas against Rashi, but that's what Rashi claims. There's a Mishnah later that a chosen potem kriyashma. Chosen potem kriyashma because chosen laila harishan, because he's nervous, he was never married before. So he's going to have to do yirishayna, the night of the wedding. So since he's so nervous, even though he didn't yet begin the mitzvah, but his nervousness, he's nervous about performing the mitzvah, so that's called ha'isik b'mitzvah, potam b'ra mitzvah. So what do you mean? He's going to daven ma'ariv, the wedding begins at 6 o'clock. He's going to daven ma'ariv at 6:30. He's going to daven ma'ariv at the beginning of the wedding, in the winter time. He's going to daven ma'ariv at the beginning of the wedding. So what do you mean? He's already nervous before the whole thing. Didn't even do the badekin yet. What do you mean he's nervous? So the Achreidim say that it's Rashi Lishitosoi, that in the days of Rashi they used to dam Ma'ariv early, even by the wedding they dam Ma'ariv before Tzeis HaKachavim. So when is he going to say Kriya Shema to be Yotze? Right before he's going to be with the Kala, right before he goes to bed with her. So then he's nervous. Rashi holds that the Kriya Shema Lamita is the Iker Kriya Shema Deraisa. So that's the Oisek B'mitzvah, Patana Mitzvah, because he's nervous at that time. That's what the Achreidim point out. That Rashi got it from that Gemara later, from the Mishnah later, that the Chosim Potem Kriya Shema, because Ha'isik Ben Mitzvah, Potem Ben Mitzvah, he's already nervous on the Bir Rishonim. The Gemara says that he's Talmud Chacham, he does need the Shmira Men Amazikim, because the Torah is going to protect him, so there won't be any problem. But still, even if he's Talmud Chacham, he's Boi Lelemein, B'chad Pesuk D'Rach Mikigon, B'yot Chav Kedruchi, P'ti Yisos Yashem Kielemes. What else do you say? Kriya Shema Alamito, that's all. You just say Biot Chav Kedruchi, and you say Parsha Bishayna. So the Allah of Achrayim say, Allah of Rishayim say, Tosin says, if you dab Ma'ariv early and you hold like Rashi that you want Yotze, so really you ought to say all the three Parshas over, not just the first Parsha. So some people who dab Ma'ariv early, they have the practice to say all the three Parshas over. Yeah, what else do you say in Kriya Shema Alamito?
Then you don't say that one Parsha again.
Huh?
Then you don't say the one parsha. If you've done
yeah.
it early.
Say all three?
Say all three. Yeah.
Well, before you go to sleep, you say all three? Okay. What else do you say? So the Gemara in Shavuos has that you say Shir Shal Pigoyim. The Mishnah in Shavuos says when they wanted to be Mechanech, when they wanted to be Mekadosh Yerushalayim, or you wanted to be Mekadosh the Azorah. So you have to bring a korban mincha which can only be nechel in the azara, and bring it around that area that you want to be in mekadosh b'kedushas azara. You want to bring a korban toida which can only be kachim kalim, which can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. So you bring the korban toida, you walk around the borders of where you want to be mekadosh. So the Gemara says over there when it would be mekadosh Yerushalayim and mekadosh the azara, so they would say v'hinoyim. So the Gemara says, when you say Kriya Shema Alamito, you should say that also, the Shir Shal Pigoyim. What else do you say by Kriya Shema Alamito? So they quote the Gemara Megillah says that each one of the Chacham had a Midas Chassidus. The one of them had a Midas Chassidus. If somebody had ba'avled him in the course of the day, he wouldn't go to sleep before saying that he's Meichel the other person. So that they put in also as a Midas Chassidus. They moichel everybody. So we have the Kriya Shema Lamita as a composite of different Gemaras. This Gemara with the Gemara Shavuos, with Shir Shav Legoyim, the Gemara Megillah, with to be moichel, and then you have from Masechet Sofrim, other things added on over the generations. We have a whole Kriya Shema Lamita. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow morning I have to leave early, so I have to give the shiur at 9 o'clock till 10:30. And usually if we learn Gemara 4 days in a week, so we have a democratic vote to decide whether we want to learn Gemara on Thursday, we want to learn Parsha. So someone's going to have a vote.
It wasn't ready. It wasn't ready
a vote.
No.
What was it?
I think the Gadosh Dominion wants Parsha, wants Gemara, but everyone else wants Parsha.
Most of the people on Parsha?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the
raya
that
for
double year? You'll finish double just
So that you can interpret it in this Rabbeinu Avraham goes. So that's what I meant. I have to demonstrate that it's a
raya from 9 o'clock. What was the
you don't have a Chiddush Davar in the Shemana Esrei, just the fact that now, you know for sure, that is the Chiddush Davar. So here also, you didn't add anything into the Shemana Esrei. You said about the Kaddish Noor, it's a little bit of Shemana Esrei.
The Noor never said that.